The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're here at KCNR1460.com streaming, and our phone line's here, 530-605-4567.
In the heart of downtown Reading.
Yes. We have our window in the world out here, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Drove 800 and something miles for a one-day trip for a one-nighter.
Yep.
I don't know if it was 800. Well, it probably was close to.
You went to Gold Beach.
Gold Beach.
Yeah. It was nice. And we actually didn't have a reservation. We just pulled up.
Oh, nice.
Asked, and they were like, yeah, we have an opening. Somebody's leaving early.
Oh, wonderful.
So did they? Was it a tent?
Yep.
There you go. That's easy. Camping like big guys. All right. Right. What national day is it?
It is National Cow Appreciation Day.
Cow.
And I will appreciate those cows in the form of a hamburger.
No tipping, please. Okay, we're under excessive heat warning still. And, took Buford out for a walk this morning about 5:20. And I could feel the difference in the air. So it's about just only 107 today. We're still in triple digits, but we're not over the 110s. That's our high today, overnight lows of 77. Tomorrow calls for 110. Oh, my gosh. But our overnight lows will be 80. This is Wednesday night. Now, Thursday, 111. Why did I say what I was saying? Because now we're back up Thursday, 111. Friday looks like 110. And Saturday, 107. So just understand we are still under that excessive heat warning. Actually, the temperatures went a little bit further down than what was predicted when we looked not too long ago when we thought it was going to be in a 111, 112 across the board. We're happy to get what we get. Stay well, stay hydrated, stay out of the heat, and animals as well or anything. I was so afraid to take my cream home. I got whipping cream and I thought, well, I'm not even going to stop. I'm just going to drive it home really fast. Because I remember a story once when I lived in the country and my mom, we lived 15 minutes out of town, and by the time we went from the store to the house, on those little back roads are milk. That shows the difference in what the milk was back then. It sounds like, man, I was young. No, I don't mean it like that.
But that was because the horses weren't running as
no, we
were
at a grocery
in the
store.
Wagon, horse in the wagon trying to get
no,
it home.
No, no, no. We were at a store. But I'm just saying,
cross the river.
It was hot and our milk spoiled. And that's the difference between what's in the pasteurized milk today as it was back then. And we're talking like that must have been the 60s, early 70s. All right, so going back to the weather, is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always trying to find your hard-to-go places, and I know you're probably using propane right now and all your propane needs. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now, you know, I usually don't come in on Tuesdays. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays are my days that I just switched things around today because it was important for me to be in here with Seth Magaha from Turtle Bay. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Aww.
I really wanted to be here too.
That's so nice.
Yeah, because there's so many things, you know, I'm the biggest cheerleader for all things going on at Turtle Bay. And before we started the show today, Seth, we were talking about the newest light attraction that you had called
Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild.
Oh, yeah, we got to hear about let's get some final numbers here.
And also the program that just happened where you had the troupe called Bandaloo.
Bandaloo, yep. They're a world famous vertical performers.
Yes.
Is the right term for them. They performed at the Sundial Bridge. We had four different performances in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the bridge. And we had about 12,000 people total come out, four different performances. It was on June 28th and 29th. Amazing performances, a free public display that people came and enjoyed. There was food trucks, a beer garden. We had a VIP area for Turtle Bay as a fundraiser. And it was just an incredible performance to see the bridge used in that way. Mm-hmm. And I know that people came out. You were mentioning that we did have that same performance for the 10-year anniversary or something similar. For the 20th anniversary, the McConnell Foundation and the City of Reading and a few other groups really wanted to bring that group back. There's just nothing better on the Sundial Bridge.
No,
than that
it's
kind of
so romantic. Yeah. And then you had daytime. And so my thought, and it's something I want to, you know, have the applause button here, was that this is what happens when you have discovered how to utilize this beautiful bridge, because 10 years ago it was just one performance. And to think about, okay, now we have the Garden of Lights, now we have Going Wild, now we're bringing Bandaloo, which I think could actually be like a yearly thing. And you went into four performances, which brought in 12,000 people appreciating this infrastructure and everything that you've built, as opposed to 10 years ago when it was one. So that just goes to show you the forward thinking.
That's right. Yeah, we talked a lot about that when the planning, and we're like, well, you know, how many people are going to come out? Are we going to have enough people come out? And I was like, this, seeing the numbers that we've seen for Garden of Lights and Going Wild, I think we're going to have too many people. I mean, I was more concerned about, like, we're going to have so many people come out and see this. So that's why it was split up into four different performances. And it worked really well. I think, I mean, parking in that area is challenging, but otherwise, that space of Reading has really been activated. I mean, we had 45,000 people come out for Glowing Wild.
Okay, now see, that's amazing. Yeah. And I could see the repeat,
the repeat.
And a reason I'm interjecting that is that we did go, and I was sharing with you as well, that we could not, it's just so wonderful to see how many people brought families, large number of children, and that we had gone with a girlfriend, and we went at dusk, a little bit before dusk, and went under an alcove, talked so we could catch up in a little quiet place on a bench, which is great because you can find these little places all over. And then came out when it got dark. So we actually saw two shows in an evening within 2 hours. And it was fabulous and fascinating to see how successful that's been.
It's true. I mean, the gardens, the botanical gardens by the Sundial Bridge is such a beautiful space for events. And they've been used a lot over the years, but really the last 5 years, exponential visitation to that garden because of the night shows and that kind of thing. The bridge is getting visited substantially more. You know, we look at the numbers throughout the year, and the numbers are just going way up with people visiting from out of town. About 40% of the population visiting these kind of events are from out of town.
Mm.
And so, you know, and a percentage of those people are experiencing Reading and the Sundial Bridge and that part of the Sacramento River for the first time.
Mm.
And I think the Sundial Bridge is really well known. It's iconic, and people recognize it and hear about it. You know, people living in Chico and Sacramento, I'm sure most people have heard of it. But now they really have a new reason to visit it. And so Reading is benefiting from the Sundial Bridge 20 years, you know, later. And I think it's just going to continue to benefit our city as an attraction. It's just as beautiful as it was when it opened. And we've even added some more lights. So, you know, if you visit it at night, the City of Reading has invested some new lighting. Some guests might have seen it at Bandaloo, but it's just lit better and there's just more options. So,
okay, where would that be? Kind of share with us in the visual of the lighting that has been added.
There were light, like spotlights on it before that shined up on the spire of the Sundial Bridge. Those were recently replaced with just better, brighter, and more flexible lights. So, and we even had like a really cool pattern on it. You know, at the end of the Bandaloo performance, there's a really cool, it looked almost like an animal print light on it.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
But even under the bridge, the city has replaced a lot of that lighting so that there's, you know, we can do all these multiple different colors and really light it up and make it an attraction. So it is a popular thing for people to rent. You can rent the Sundial Bridge lighting and, you know, like, there's different, like Think Pink does it with the pink color.
Right. Pride. I understand Pride and you've gone purple and blue.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got to take a break. We're here with Seth Magaha. All things Turtle Bay, and everything going on with the bridge. We're going to be discussing when we come back more events. What's on the agenda? What can we look forward to in Circle Our Calendars? Because we have a jewel right here in the North State, and you don't want to miss it.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive has been voted best in the North State 2023, 2024, and now they're getting ready for the next one, and there's a reason for it. They are the best. They have the only watch repairman in all of the North State. They have stone cutters there. They have their own designer jewelry, plus all of the different types of jewelry available at Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry, Native American. They've got it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. So head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. Well.
You can drive all night looking for the answers in the pouring rain. You want to find peace of mind looking for the answers.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Think about getting an electric vehicle? Well, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I will say on the trip, we saw a number of charging stations at Harris Ranch. Must have had 30 charging stations there on the I-5 because it's kind of between L.A. and Sacramento.
Pretty common now, I think, that most
we're seeing a lot of them. I don't know how many of them work. Not, you know, some of them are being used, some of them not. They've got them down at in the Turtle Bay area. You've got, gosh, mm-hmm. what, 8 of them at least? And then some over at, and then at least that many over at
common.
The Sheridan,
right?
Too.
Yeah, people have told me it's a great place to charge their vehicle because they can go out and walk.
Right.
You know, like a lot of the times the charging stations are just, you know, at a just a kind of a normal area. But at the Sundial Bridge, you have the bridge, you have the River Trail, you have Turtle Bay Museum, Branch House, the Sheridan, all that right there. So it's a great charging spot.
Brilliant.
Okay. We're here with Seth McGaha from Turtle Bay, and we were finding over 45,000 people went to
Glowing Wild.
Yes. And which is less than the Garden of Lights.
Garden of Lights,
But Garden of Lights goes a little bit longer, but it's also known. This when you open this up.
You launched it this year.
You launched it this year, and I didn't see anybody not having a good time, like Linda said.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So Glowing Wild, it's an Asian Lantern Festival. So not necessarily a holiday that is celebrated, you know, at the scale of Christmas, you know, if you compare those two. But I think a lot of people were turned on to it by just like, oh, this is something fun to do in the springtime, something to do with the family. And it's just very different. It really was an art installation. These Asian lanterns were enormous. I mean, they were very large.
Beautiful.
Beautifully crafted. They're all handmade. And we don't own the displays. They do travel.
Yeah, they're a traveling exhibition. It's more than just a Chinese lantern. So, I mean, you had the savanna of Africa out there with the animals.
That's right. Yeah.
All different kinds of animals that were moving, by the way. I mean, they weren't, you know, running around. But they were animatronic type things. Their heads were moving, you know, grazing. Plus the regular things, some of the regular things like the geckos were out there, but it's totally different than the Garden of Lights. That's the big thing people need to know.
Yeah. These large lanterns are. We wanted animals that represented, you know, our local animals as well as like global animals. So there was quite a range of different animals represented.
And I think it's really great because we are in the year of the dragon. If you look at the Chinese zodiac, so there was this huge dragon at the entrance, blowing out, you know, steam or whatever you want to call it out of its mouth.
Yeah.
What a great way to begin. And so if you look at the China, and I've lived in Hong Kong, and I love the whole, like, you know, the gold, I mean, the red packets that are given. We went to a Chinese funeral last year in red packets, little packets with dollar is very significant in good luck and prosperous. And so it's kind of interesting to study. So the year of the dragon, which means that next year you have a 3-year contract with this company coming through, from what I understand. Next year will be a different flair of the year of the
snake.
Snake. Okay.
The snake. Okay.
Yeah, and it's very symbolic.
The other things you saw there were exhibits that showed animals that were endangered in the wild. Yeah. One of the ones, it's not endangered, but we enjoyed it enough that I looked it up on my phone, was the kookaburra. And because it makes this laughing sound.
Yes.
So I found the sound it makes, and we sat there and listened to that. And I think I mentioned to you before, it's too bad you can't have like a sound thing there that goes off every 10 or 15 seconds, you know, showing what, you know, what some of the animals sound like. I mean, snakes, you don't have to. But, you know.
I think that's a good idea. We could definitely incorporate more of that. I mean, we wanted it to be educational, and it's really cool that you're sharing that. Turtle Bay does have a kookaburra in our wildlife woods area. We have a real one as well.
But no, I didn't know that.
No.
We do. And it makes that sound that you're talking about.
That laughing sound.
Yes, we have one.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah, I've just thought, you know, it's so good if, you know, if they can incorporate just some sounds. Like when you're out there on the savannah, you hear some lions roaring, you know, I mean, just other things like that.
It was really great,
you know, but I'm always, you know, I could say, oh, this might, you know, look at this.
Just a quick thing before we go into the other things coming up. Yes. The celebration of the Chinese New Year, which dates back more than 4,000 years, coincides with the beginning of the crop cycle. It bids farewell to winter and it welcomes a new season, so this is why it's known as the Spring Festival. In 2025, the Year of the Snake, which begins on January 29th, will be celebrated, and just like the previous years, there'll be all kinds of programs around that. So next time you come on, we'll talk more about that, but we've got 5 minutes.
Yes.
Seth, what's happening at Turtle Bay that we can look at through this heat, what in the next 3 months?
Right. Well, you know, Turtle Bay has a museum. It's been open for 22 years, and there's been many traveling exhibits coming through. Right now, we have an amazing, very popular exhibit called Expedition Dinosaurs, Rise of the Mammals. Dinosaurs are always really popular. We look forward to having them because so many people enjoy them. But this is an animatronics dinosaur exhibit, which is a little bit different than we've had before. So in the main gallery of the museum, it's full of dinosaurs. And so now's a great time to come and experience it with your kids. It's a great place to cool off. You know, whenever I think about, you know, where do we want to go? It's really hot outside. Turtle Bay Museum is the first thing that my kids bring up. So we love going there. Throughout the campus, you know, Turtle Bay is 300 acres, so it's not just a museum. There's, of course, the forest camp, which is outdoor playgrounds. And then there's the animal show. We have an amphitheater. So there's animal shows Tuesday through Sunday at 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock.
Is that still going on with the heat?
It is.
Okay.
Yep. And so the
You're in a shaded area there.
Yeah, it's covered.
Yeah. And it's about a 30-minute program, and there's all sorts of animals displaying their natural behaviors, like raccoons, skunks, birds.
Hawks, raptors.
All sorts of birds.
Buzzard.
Flying overhead.
Yeah.
Owls. So there's a huge range of animals that are there to learn from. Turtle Bay is really about education, so there's all these different things about habitat and survival and all these things that we can learn from. And then even outside of the animal shows, there's animals on exhibit. So in the museum and in the forest camp, there's animal exhibits, turtles, snakes, skunks, porcupines. We just got a new porcupine.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah.
So we have two porcupines right now.
Oh, great.
Well, you know, that new one's got a lot to do to pick up with the
with
one
Spike,
you got.
Yeah,
yeah, with Spike, because so Spike is he's a crowd favorite. Yeah.
What can we look forward to with a couple minutes left about what Marco calendars for the future, August, September, November?
Yeah, we have new exhibits opening in September. One of them is Alphonse Mucha, which is a really famous painter that I'm kind of getting to know. If you look it up, it's very recognizable if you see the style. So that's opening in September. Mindbender exhibit is a mystery exhibit that we're opening in September as well. I'd say we change the exhibits in the museum every 3 to 4 months, so they are on rotation. So September is going to be our new shows. We also put together every year we do an Oktoberfest, so that's coming up in October. It's on October 12th, all ages, and it's of course there's great beer to enjoy, but there's food, performances, there's live music. Oktoberfest is one of our most popular annual events.
Are you going to have the beer stein girl that walks around with 8 beer steins?
Probably not.
Okay.
We have a lot going on that event. That might be one of them. I can't confirm either.
One of the things that we can't let you out here about unless we talk about the membership.
Yes.
Okay. Membership is?
Membership for a family of 2 adults and 4 kids is $105
a year. $105 a year. Now, remember, they change these exhibits every 3 months, 3 to 4 months. The other things going on, like when the Glowing Wild and the Garden of Lights, gives you a reduced price on the tickets.
Yes.
That this is a, you, if you have, well, I only got two kids. Well, that's okay. Bring two more. Or your grand, you know, grandparents. Hey, when the kids come to visit, our grandkids loved it. And when they strolled through the last time, it was another dinosaur exhibit, and we stayed a long time in there. Mm-hmm. It took them a long time to get me out of there.
Yeah.
The kids were ready. I wasn't. So people can join, and not everything else in the park is free, except the nectar. For the
nectar. There are a few little upgrades you can get.
Yeah, and or you can buy for the butterfly
yes.
exhibition there. You can buy a little food stick so yep. the butterflies can run, you know, come flying right. over because they know, uh-oh, food stick.
Yes. But I think you bring up an important point in that the exhibits are included when
yeah.
with the mission. There isn't an upcharge for the exhibits.
No.
So a lot of museums have that, and that's great, but we have something different. But, yeah, museums and then also when you get a membership, you gain access to just about every other museum in the country. So there's hundreds of other museums you can go to with your Turtle Bay membership.
Oh, that's a new one.
Either free or discounted. Most
oh,
of it
goodness.
Is free. Yeah, it's an ASTC partnership. And so I use it all the time when we go up to Portland. We go to OMSI. Mm-hmm. That's another science museum up there. So your membership at Turtle Bay gets you into all sorts of museums and botanical gardens throughout the country. So.
Again, and I think about yeah. when you're looking at a birthday, a graduation, a Christmas, a membership to a museum is like a forever thing.
It is, yeah. And
memories forever.
And we have the most amount of member households than we've ever had. So we know that
well
people
deserved.
Are really into it. We have about almost, we're getting close to 8,000 households.
Oh, so good for you. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And Alfonso Muka, he is the Art Nouveau check.
I can swear that I've seen his artwork on record albums.
Yeah,
has he been around a long
all
time?
So his art was used in advertising, in records, all sorts of things. It's really well known, very distinct look. So I'm excited to have something like that. That iconic.
And I would be remiss. We're going over, but that's okay. We don't have anybody scheduled for the 7:30. When you all brought in the Marine Corps Museum and their art, combat art from Desert Storm on, it was a powerful exhibit. They had one painting there that captured Desert Storm. My Desert Storm.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, and captured my Desert Storm when we were making a run north and with the oil fields on fire.
Yep.
And it captured it. And I think the guy, the artist, was there. And I drug him over. Said, yeah, you were there. And I don't know if he was there or not, but he captured it. But that was very powerful. And the fact that you all got them here. Because we have so many veterans, and plus it helps those that aren't veterans kind of understand, you know, what's going on, you know, just by the art from those guys and girls.
Art does so much for us, you know, there's all these sorts of interests and opinions on what kind of art they like, but when you see an art piece that really speaks to you, it's really important, and so I'm just thankful that we have a museum that has that level of ability to bring that kind of stuff in, you know. So there's something for everyone. And, Carl, thank you for – I mean, I think that you played a role in us getting that exhibit. So
I knew that they had a traveling art exhibit.
Yeah.
And I called them to see their could they do that. And they sounded interested, you know, really interested. And I turned it over to you all, and then you all took it from there. And so
takes a team.
It does.
And that was it for me. Is that I just knew that I would be interested in. I didn't know if everybody else would be. So, but no, your guys took it over. Your creator and all that.
Yeah, the artwork was very powerful. I remember that. Yep.
So thank you for being with us, and
we have to be someplace else.
Yes, absolutely. We appreciate you so much, Seth, and all of the team at Turtle Bay. Just makes our hearts feel proud that we have such a beautiful area in the North State that when people come through, and even when we're here, it's like, what are you doing? Okay, let's go over to Turtle Bay and see the new exhibits, walk the bridge, have a cocktail at Mosaic, and just make a night of it. So thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Oh, landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Well, how's about cooking something up with me?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. with Carl and the Bot. And we went over in the last time because we needed to get out all the information for Turtle Bay, and he's on the run to another another appointment.
Yeah, he has his. I was just going to say that, you know, our producers, each person, while we're on the air, the producers are looking into, you know, we don't have a playlist. They've got to search, you know, like what song would I play? And so, Ben, that was really cool because I was thinking about how this morning, and that was like an old school song, and I'm not sure who it was, but it was
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams. Was that Hey Good Looking?
Yes.
Okay, love that.
Love that song.
Yeah, yeah. And how some artists are just tortured souls, and, you know, but he just wrote with such, you know, pine. There was, angst, and you could tell, I don't know, what is it about, like, people who paint and write songs that have this, you know, they put this beautiful art out, but you can tell that, you know, the tortured souls. But going back to that old fashioned is that I was thinking about this morning because Carl was still in the side of the passenger seat. When we drove, we say 2,000 miles, it was more than that, but we never really summed up all of the miles that we drove because we did kind of not do direct routes. We got an old fashioned, thank you very much, map, a paper map. And there was something that was so delicious about pouring that map out over diner tables that we stopped at. And you could look at all the different ways, like, for instance, 99 to 5, when we went through, we went from Sedona to Tehachapi. And the reason I thought of Tehachapi is because my uncle used to own a home there, so we kind of stayed on the outskirts. And we did these rooms at the last minute through, like, I don't know, Booking or Priceline or something like that. So we didn't know what we were going to get, but we were just game, you know, whatever. And my uncle has since sold his house, so that's why Tehachapi. But, you know, there's a beautiful drive through Tehachapi that kind of reminds you of literally when you go over the Grapevine. You go over a mountain pass. And then we went on this, like, two-lane road to go from, the Tehachapi over to 99 and then another road to get from 99 over to 5 so we could take 5 back to Sacramento and stay in Sacramento for my father's 93rd birthday. But just poring over a map is, there's something about that. We talk about, there was an, yesterday on one of the news programs that we were listening to here on the station was talking about how America, Carl, and I wonder what your take on this is. America is going through what they call a loneliness. People are lonely, and there's there's studies that are going on about and feeling isolated and lonely.
Oh, it's from what I've read, and we talked about this on that very long trip, where I learned that we discuss things for hours, different things. But on this one was that people have become isolated for a variety of reasons, that many people don't have a true friend. Being here in Reading, being in the military, you've got your group of friends. That every new station you go to, base, unit, there's somebody you know. It's rare, extremely rare that if you check into some place, it's like an independent duty or you go to a NATO group or something like that, that you don't know somebody. But Americans are becoming more isolated, less friends. Social media they've gotten engrossed in social media. And
the addiction of the phone.
And the phone, staying on the phone, looking at reels. I mean, some people look at reels for probably hours a day. I mean, the average amount of time a person spends on a phone is just, you know, is indescribable.
Before I had my jobs, that was me.
Is that right?
Before I started, like, working and driving.
From somebody who.
Well, those are and those are young people who had had school. So you had, but you had friends at school, right?
Yeah, but once school was over, because I graduated early, I just took over. But then I
But so do you find yourself, did you find yourself asking yourself, is this, can I get away from this? Do you run to the bathroom? Do you, meaning, do you go like, I gotta go, or you would, were you, did you find that there was a period of time that you were addicted to having to answer or checking in? And then, if so, how long did it take you before you were like, you know what, I'm busy, I got other things, I'm making a future for myself?
Yeah, that was, there was a lot of that, and I definitely knew, and I would try get over it. But the solution that worked in the end was making myself busy with work.
What's the rule on cell phones here?
No being on your cell phone.
When?
During the show.
During the show, that's right. During a five-minute break after the news, get on there and find those things that will change your life. But during the shows, and I've had to reinforce this several times because, you know, the show's going on, everything's working right, people have a tendency just to go down and start checking their messages, and then something happens. So now our producers are, they can, I said, during the breaks, all that, that's fine. During the show, because people have gotten so used to just doing this, we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, not only for you, but your family. You want to get back to work. Your employer wants you back. Your family wants you back. But you can't because you haven't gotten the treatment that you, that was, necessary to get you back to work. You're going to need some help. Insurance companies got lots of lawyers. You need one that knows how to work workers' compensation, that knows ins and outs of workers' compensation, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. He's a man of integrity, and when you, he takes his customers, or his the people that reach out to them, he will help you if it's at all possible. He's going to help you, but he always gives you the straight scoop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end?
And good morning and welcome back to our Tuesday edition. Yeah, moi is here. Usually don't, Tuesdays and Thursdays are days.
Somebody has to run the house.
Well, it, just other things. We do, you know, other, Casey and our work. Anyway, we're running around doing like the Thanos assignment, literally. 107 today. I'm just going to do a quick across the board. We still have an excessive heat warning, sunny and hot. Oh, and the 8 o'clock hour, I can't wait. We've got Casey Fatch on from Shasta Regional, the head CEO, and he's bringing in the residents. So they're coming in and they're seeing the hottest weather that is on record for the Reading area, but it's consecutive. I don't know if it's just one day. It's consecutive, like we are socked into like another week of hot weather.
And people have been following Odina the Wonder Horse knows that we've been going through a year plus of stuff with her. But yesterday she got the fully back into battery so that she is ready to rock. And she and I are going up on a four-day pack trip here next month. But when I went to pick her up, I left here, and I was walking across the parking lot, and I said, gosh, it seems hot. Because this was like about, I don't know, two. Mm-hmm. And got into the truck, and the truck's thermometer said it was only 100. And I went, gosh, it seems hotter. And then as I drove, it kept getting hotter. By the time I got to Palo Cedro, it was 111. Took a right on Durst Road, 112, 113, 114. Got out to the vet, picked her up. She went over, hopped into the trailer, which is, you know, I mean, she goes in without much problems, but she just hopped in and said, let's go. Got her back, sprayed her down with the hose, sprayed myself down with the hose. It was hot yesterday.
Can I just share with you, and this is something that's really important because it's topical. that, you know, I've been blessed to be invited, and I wasn't sure I would do that. I was talking about a book club. And the reason I'm talking about this book club is we've got 8 to 10 very, very intelligent women that have, you know, doctors, so many different walks of life, but we discussed in the books that we are reading, and then last night I chose the book, so I got to ask the questions. But in the conversation through the night, we discussed the Sherry Papini documentary that recently was on. But one of the things we discussed, Carl, I think that is very important, as we were it kind of segues into the trip that you're talking about with Odina. We discussed the blue zones throughout the world, and we talked about what are the blue zones and what do they represent. One is in Loma Linda, if I'm not mistaken, here in California. And somebody was saying, well, there's a lot of Seventh-day Adventists that live there, but not that it's just that, but there's like 4 or 5 different traits that happen with the blue zones. Now, my girlfriend lives in Ikaria, which is an island in Greece that's a blue zone. And then there's one in Japan, and there's some various ones. But one of the things, or three of the things that they talked about, which also kind of correlates what we discussed, Carl, in the first part of this, was about that you friendships, walking, activity, and friendships, and that friendships and circling with friends keep you young rather than being isolated. And that how isolation is kind of corrosive.
Doing what?
That kind of all correlates of what we discussed about friendships, activity, having a goal, which what you were talking about with your ride. And we talked about the blue zones. So, you know, a lot of it is, like we talked about, people walking, activity, being in friendship circles, those things keep you healthy.
At 5:15 tonight, the Reading City Council will choose one of, I think it's now two, people that they chose behind closed doors, either Joshua Johnson or Aaron Reznor to be appointed to the Reading City Council. I think Kristen Schrader's name was in there too, but the last press release I saw left her name off there. As DeQuisto has stepped down, so they want to appoint somebody through next January, and they've chosen who it is. It's Joshua Johnson, who is a close friend, of course, of the mayor, and also was just newly appointed to the Planning Commission, and Aaron Reznor, who was once the mayor and has been on the council. So they're going to meet tonight and they're going to vote on it. So anybody else that whose name or who could have been interested in this was, I guess, not even noticed. Which is not surprising with the city council. Anyway, so tonight we're going to get a new city council person voted in by Tanessa that and the rest of the council. So is it Munns and Julie. Now Julie broke and said she didn't want Joshua Johnson. She wanted I think she said Aaron Reznor. But we'll see what happens, because it could be a 2-2 vote, but I doubt it. So instead of opening it up maybe to a lot of other people that could have sat on this, they've decided on who it is in a closed door meeting, and now they're going to vote at 5:15 today at the city council chambers.
And we
just
have no,
so you
we,
know.
We can't really.
No, that, hey.
Can we say anything about
it's
it?
It's the Imperial City Council.
You can't come in. Say.
Nope.
This is.
I want to be it. I guess people could, but that's not going to happen. Anyway, got to take a break, and we come back. We have Shasta Regional Medical Center.
In the classroom. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Depression, former Hurricane Beryl, continues moving north through the Gulf of Mexico. It's dumping a lot of rain. Last check, it was centered roughly 40 miles west of Little Rock, Arkansas. The heat wave that's gripping the south and the west continues to claim lives. Dr. Richard Bruno is with Oregon's Multnomah County Health Department. He says four suspected heat-related deaths are being investigated.
These are probably preventable deaths, you know, based on the fact that we assume that they probably would not have expired if they had had better cooling options. And so we're trying to ramp up and make sure people have those options right now.
It's another miracle of modern medicine.
I want people to know this can be done.
Marty Keedian is the third patient in the U.S. and one of a handful worldwide to undergo larynx transplant.
As you can hear my voice right now, 2 months ago I couldn't talk.
He's part of a clinical trial at the Mayo Clinic, Dr. David Lott.
Our patients tell me, yeah, I may be alive, but I'm not really living. And so to me, if you look at it from that perspective, now, being able to give that gift back to somebody, to me, that really is a vital organ.
One of the biggest critiques is that it's not a vital organ, but Lott says for people who can't breathe, swallow, or speak, it's life-changing. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal judge has ruled that protesters cannot march through a security zone at next week's Republican National Convention. The ACLU and a group called the Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 filed suit against the city of Milwaukee last month. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell tells the Senate Banking Committee that inflation has eased notably, suggesting the central bank may be inching closer to cutting interest rates. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 89 points, with the Nasdaq trading 61 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify, even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan. Call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-535-7128. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-535-7128. 800-535-7128. That's 800-535-7128.
NATO commemorates a significant alliance anniversary with its annual summit in Washington this week, and the world will be watching to see how President Biden does hosting the summit.
The summit marks the 75th anniversary of NATO, and there are weighty issues to consider. Russia's war in Ukraine, perceived threats posed by China, and security in the Indo-Pacific region. Joe Biden is used to the pressures, the back-to-back meetings, speeches and dinners that come with an international gathering like this. But his ability to navigate the week will be scrutinized more than ever.
The BBC's Adam Smith. At least 27 people, including 19 police officers and other government personnel, have been injured. A large pile of confiscated illegal fireworks exploded. A powerful blast in the southern Philippines. It damaged houses, hotels, as well as a nearby international airport. News and analysis, townhall.com. A record 3 million people passed through security screening at America's airports on Sunday.
The record topped the June 23rd mark of more than 2.99 million screened passengers. 8 of the 10 busiest days in the TSA's history have come this year as the number of travelers tops pre-pandemic levels. TSA was created after the terror attacks on September 11, 2001, and replaced a collection of private security companies that were hired by airlines. The agency operates under the Department of Homeland Security, which said that agents on Sunday checked 35 passengers every second. Keith Peters reporting.
Actor Alec Baldwin's trial in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer begins today. Jury selection starting in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The actor's trial on a charge of involuntary manslaughter could get him 18 months in prison if he's convicted. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, the 9th of July, Tuesday, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Ben's off the air because we've moved the microphones around, but he's waving at us.
Right. We've got all mics will be open, and because we are going to have just the most interesting segment coming up. But first, we do, we are under an excessive heat warning. Once again, our temperatures today will be a soaring 107. Not as bad as we thought it was going to be. Overnight lows of 77. Tomorrow's again with the triple digit at 110. Overnight lows of 80, Wednesday night, Thursday, 111. Oh, my gosh, you guys, we're socked in. Friday, 113, and Saturday, well, we dropped down to 107. Sunday, looks like we've got about 101, and Monday, 101. So we're just a little over the triple digits, but just hang in there. Again, with the excessive heat warning, the weather is always brought to you by our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, where all of your propane needs, we know that we're definitely needing that right now. 365-3793, a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. All right, we are in for a great morning program here. I came in specifically for today because I knew it was going to be good and great and juicy and all that other stuff. Carl,
I don't know how juicy it is, but hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, and his guest.
Dr. Kumar, he's the program director for our GME program, which I'm sure most of you are aware about, our residency program that we have. And so we thought we would kind of introduce a couple of them to the community and talk about the program and where we're at and where we're going to go.
And they're going to be here in a couple minutes.
Good morning, Dr. Kumar.
So was this your baby, Dr. Kumar? The residency.
Yeah, the residency. You know, I have.
Go ahead.
Stay on that microphone.
Thank you. You had one.
There you go. You got it.
Okay. So I have worked here as a internist. I taught medicine for a long time, and then it was our dream to have a residency program where we train the residents. So, of internal medicine. Internal medicine is the basic, you know, foundation for any care, whether it is primary care, and the graduates go on to become subspecialists or work in the hospital. And this is the first of it, although it's very foundational important for medical care, this is the only program now between the north of Sacramento and the south of Portland. And it has been our dream to start, and we got the accreditation. And when you have a residency program, we recruit some of the best with great academic and professional passion. And we oversee their training, their recruitment, and their community outreach. And it overall elevates the healthcare of the community. And improves the work of the faculty, all the physicians, because we all have to do this scholarly activity, and improves the primary care. And a word about the Northern California healthcare profile: we have some of the highest rates of advanced cancer, cardiovascular disease, respiratory disease like COPD and other things.
Uh-huh.
And this is linked to our, you know, socioeconomic status, the healthcare.
Keep going.
Disparities that occur. And the Shasta Regional Medical Center, it has been the dream to start this program and not only bring up the physicians, some of those who will settle in this area. Statistics show that many physicians settle in the area where they train, and this geographically is an area which has a lot of difficulty with healthcare access, whether it is the primary care or even the specialties. And so we wish to address these issues by recruiting more physicians, trained physicians with high quality and interest in improving the healthcare access and the social disparities. And
well, that was interesting. On the, especially on the statistics where people train in the residency, like my brother-in-law trained in ophthalmology in Chattanooga, Tennessee, never left, and they've been there 40-something years. The other thing, too, is when talking about the applicants for these positions, I understand for this last group of 10 residents, you had well over 2,000 applications for these 10 positions.
So there is a great demand for these residencies because residency spots are few and far in between. And so we have a great number of applicants, and when we recruit them, we not only make sure they are academically strong, but we also see whether they have a tendency to be able to work in primary care and stay in these areas. So we pay a special focus. So keeping that in mind, we also recruit the doctors that require to stay in underserved areas in terms of their immigration status and others so that we can help improve the primary care pool and access to care in these areas.
Okay.
And we and Partnership Health and other organizations, they're all helping to improve the diversity, the equity, healthcare equity in this area in their own way. And that's what we look for the community.
Well, you're looking for the best out there. You're also looking at ones that may, you know, that may want to spend, you know, live in this area. They have families maybe on the western side of the United States, things like that, which, you know, some people may want to be back next to their families. But then we got to take a break, but we want to get back to Case before we do that. But, you know, this isn't just picking out 10 people or last time 13 people. It was, there's so many things that go into this that you feel like they're going to fit into your system, that they're going to be happy here because you don't want them leaving if they're not happy.
It takes Dr. Kumar and his team about 3 months to get through the process. So there's a lot of interviews. There's a lot of things considered, a lot of moving parts. And so, so we have 8 first years now, which is the new class. We have 8 second years. And then 2 third years, Dr. Kumar, at this point? 2 or 3?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Okay, so there were 8 instead of 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a big number.
So you've got 18. You've got 20. Oh, you have 20.
Yeah.
You've got 20 residents running around the hospital.
Well, I've seen all movies.
I've seen movies about this. One that had the Three Stooges. But obviously it's not like that. But you've got 20 young medical professionals, doctors, that you've got to keep occupied and help them grow.
A lot of training involved.
And with the clinics at the, and when we get back, can we talk a little bit about that? What kind of training? I mean, you obviously cycle through everything.
Right.
And I'm enthralled by this. Because that's 20 new doctors we have in our area. Wouldn't it be great if we could keep like half of them?
That would change the landscape here.
Over a period of a couple of years.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, this isn't Judy's first rodeo. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners, all of those since then. And she treats her customers so well. She does treat them as friends. We've done business with Judy for years and real happy with that. Now, if you're with insurance going the way it is on your home insurance and medical insurance, any kind, she's got a whole stable of experts there to help you answer any questions. That and financial management. for a free review, free evaluation of what you have. And suggestions there, give her a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do, to try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through. And then I get so doggone lonesome.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every day. Time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last few beers, I have shed a
tear. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one down in Anderson. And it is truly a community bank with local board of directors. Been around about 18 years. 17, 18 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank and really enjoy it. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. Give me little phone calls. Carl. I go. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kumar, who heads up the residency program, plus other things he does, but he's the one that's put together the residency program. And in 2 years, the second year just beginning here in July or June, we've got 20 residents wandering the halls of Shasta Regional Medical Center and the clinics. Casey, we've heard from Dr. Kumar and on how it works, but what are your thoughts here as a CEO?
Well, I think we have a serious shortage of primary care up here. That's why we opened this program. There's a real opportunity to get these residents in and make welcome them into the community and kind of give them that sense of community, and so hopefully they'll make the choice to stay here, or even if they go on to do a specialized training in like cardiology or GI, they'll come back because they've been exposed to the area. So that's kind of the main that's the main focus, and we have hospitalist opportunities, we have clinic opportunities.
I need to ask this question. Yeah. I've just seen this term hospitalist in the last year or two. I think of John Wayne and the Shootist. When I hear hospitalist, it's a gun for hire. But what is a hospitalist?
A hospitalist is a physician who basically sees patients in the hospital. Back in the day, Dr. Kumar had a practice, and he would go and see his patients in the hospital as well. And it got to be kind of an inefficient model, right, where it takes a long time to round on patients in the hospital. The documentation is very complicated. So it was easier for the primary cares to stay in the clinics and see more people in the clinics and then come up with a specialty of a hospitalist, and they basically see the patients in the hospital.
Okay, so they come in, see the patients in the hospital, right, and then they can go back to their own practice.
No, they don't practice.
Most of them
just
nine
do
to
hospital
five,
work.
Huh?
Seven to seven.
Yep. So 12-hour days. Yep. Okay, so when you see hospitalists, because we started seeing them down in Sacramento when Linda's dad was going through some stuff. The term hospitalist was used, hospitalist here, hospitalist there. So, okay. Now, let's get to the residents. Let's start with Dr. Tobin George. Pull that over there.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You were on here before.
Yes, sir.
7 or 8, 9 months ago, I guess. All right, now you've had a year under your belt, and you've seen the 119 degrees. What's your opinion of the program that we have here?
I think we have a great program here. I think Dr. Kumar has assembled all-star cast of residents, some of the brightest minds. We love dissecting cases and figuring out what is going on with our patients. It's like the show house. We get so many interesting cases sometimes, and it's like, okay, it's solving a mystery every single day, and it's that enthusiasm coming in every day, making sure our patients know we care for them, we want to be here for them, we want to educate them on their disease states, how they can get better, and talking about their aftercare. I think medicine and being a hospitalist and being in Reading is such a great place to learn.
Wow.
So I need a breakdown a little bit, if you will. Because my brother, went through medical school, and then he went and did his residency in Madison, Wisconsin. But while he was in medical school, he would go to different OBGYN at this place, and then he would go do 3 months to learn another aspect. But at 11 years, anesthesiology and internal medicine. So share with our listeners, are you here doing internal medicine?
Yeah.
And that's what Casey stated in the very beginning. So, and you're doing your residency in internal medicine, so hopefully you stay and practice, because when you're in internal medicine, you basically can do, I don't know about anesthesia, but you can basically do it all.
Yeah, so internal medicine doctors are the ones that they say that can kind of do it all. We have to know about cardiology, endocrinology, infectious disease, everything that you can think about, we have to do other than surgical anything that has to do with medicine comes to us. If you come to the hospital, you come sick, we'll admit you, we'll take care of you, we'll figure out what's going on. We're the ones that diagnose, and, you know.
And you have a, kind of a, what's the word, a mentor?
That's
with you all to help you.
Yeah,
with
every day we get maybe like 20 patients. We have a team of an attending and usually three residents, and we'll go room to room, see each patient, talk to them, let them know what's going on.
So this is like TV shows that you see, like what was that one that lasted forever?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, where they would
still
put
going.
Around and ask questions, and
yes,
and there'd always be somebody with their, you know, picking their nose or something.
No, but
at
I
the
mean,
time.
Great
but,
minds. That's great to say. Yeah. Great minds coming together, because when you have all like that many eyes on a patient and trying to figure it out, maybe one of those people in that particular situation are going to come away with something different. That could be what takes the patient over into the getting well.
Exactly. You know, especially a lot of people have life experiences with their parents or family members who've also dealt with these conditions. So, and they bring that in as well, and it's always nice to see their perspective as well. So,
now, Dr. George, you came from New York and came here to Reading, and I realize there's so much more to do in Reading than New York, so it probably kept you really busy. But when you came here, and we were talking offline, and you really liked the small city type of thing. Was there a big change? Did you have to kind of like go through mental gymnastics coming from New York to Reading at all?
I think for me, my story, it's I've been in small towns before after I left New York a couple of years ago. So this was a natural progression for me to come here.
So you just didn't come from the Big Apple right to
River City? No, not right away.
Okay. So when we talked before, one of the things you said was you expressed the appreciation of, or maybe a little surprise, how the patients here so much appreciated the work that y'all were doing.
Yeah, I think there's not a lot of education that goes on. And one of the things that this program professes is educating our patients on their disease states and what we can do as physicians to try and help them, especially with their health. You know, it's hard because the health literacy isn't the highest here. So to sit there with them for, you know, 30 to 40 minutes and let them know, hey, this is what is going on. This is how you can get better. This is how you can get worse. You know, and then trying to connect them with a primary care doctor. And I think Shasta Regional Case has been doing a really good job opening up clinics in the area and trying to get more doctors into this area, which is much needed. And that's the one thing that the patients say, hey, like, it's hard to find a doctor in this area.
Well, spending 30 to 40 minutes with a patient is almost unheard of in some of the other regions we've been in, Kaiser Permanente.
If you could get
15 minutes with a doctor.
Remember, especially imagine how important a patient would feel when they've got three residents in the room spending 30 minutes with them talking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
that's like
it does
90
a lot.
Minutes.
It does a lot for patient satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
To make one feel like I'm in such
I'm
good
important.
Hands.
Yeah. I'm in good hands.
And then when you can explain it like your body's a map, and it, you know, for a visual person to have people and doctors and experts speak to you and share with you, and I'm sure that much time makes one feel at ease, like now they can accept whatever the diagnosis is and let's move forward and what's the best way to handle this rather than leave with a cloud of fear.
I think with us, it's always good to give the patient an option. I'm not going to tell you, like, this is what I think is would help you. You know, I'm not going to be like, you should do this. You know, it's like, hey, this is what the medicine says. This is what the literature says. And if you do these things, you will get better. You know, we're not.
You can't force somebody.
We're never going to force
you. You can't force a horse to drink water. But you can lay it out for them.
Exactly.
I think once people see that, it's a lot easier for them to take the next step. Like you said, Linda, the fear is dispelled. And that's important. We got to take a break. Don't worry, Dr. Cody. It's going to be your turn now. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Ware Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. The place that I get my hair cut, and it's happening today. My hair is long, shaggy. I can't control it any longer. It's time for a haircut.
I'm seeing a pattern here. Every time I'm on the show, you get a haircut that day.
Well,
seriously,
yeah, that's about right.
That's impressive.
I try to do more than that, but you know, I get carried away. Hey, it's located on the Cypress Square, obviously the Cypress Square Shopping Center, but it's right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the street from the old Lucky Millers. And I have not had a bad haircut there in 17 years. It's veteran known. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I made an appointment for today by calling 530-244-9478. So you can make appointments or you can just drop in. I'm trying to hide out. That's where I go. I bring my magazines, or they have Car and Track and those kind of stuff. Air conditioned and great guys down there. Never had a bad haircut. And my friends, it is not a hair salon. This is a barbershop. Be thankful. It is man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Body's floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with the homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or
1-800-773-2345. Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Campfire Radio. Is that a song, or are you just over there jamming in the production room?
Well, I do a bunch of jamming in the production room, but that was a song.
Okay, got it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Just excessive heat warning going. It's going to be 107, 110 tomorrow, 111 Thursday. Gosh, yes. It's going to really get down on Sunday and Monday to 101, so it'll be just almost balmy. Air-conditioned spaces, Anderson at the Anderson Library, the Burney Library, the Cottonwood Library, the Redding Library, Shasta Lake Library, Frontier Senior Center for Seniors Only, the Good News Rescue Mission, and, of course, the Mount Shasta Mall. Please do not hang out in the emergency room of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have enough business.
It is air-conditioned, though.
It is air-conditioned, yes. Though. We're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Kumar, who has put together this residency program that's such a huge success, and recruiting, choosing, all of that. And we have two of our residents here, Dr. Tobin George and Dr. Cody. And we're getting, it's his turn now,
yeah.
So we're going to jump into him. How's it feel to be chosen out of thousands of applicants, Dr. Cody?
Yeah, I really feel great about it. We have gone through a lot of competitive stuff. So to explain a little bit about me, I already did a residency in India, anesthesiology. I practiced for some time there. Then I tried for almost 3 years to get into USA. Like, I tried a couple of times, and finally I got my luck, and finally matched here.
Oh, okay. So this isn't your first rodeo either, then. So you've done this before a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, like I explained, I did a residency in India, anesthesia, for 3 years. So I already know how it will be. But, yeah, definitely there is some difference compared to India and here. Cultural thing, language barriers, many things, so which I have to go through and come across, which I did.
I think you're doing great right now.
Yes.
And what's one of the biggest differences between practicing in India and practicing here, would you say?
I feel the social aspect is one of the biggest thing compared to India and here. So there in India, the system is completely different. When a patient comes to hospital, we only deal with the medical aspects. Like a lot many times, we don't have to deal about the social aspects. Whereas in US, I felt like there is a composition of both. 50% is medicine and 50% is social. So we have to think about the patient as a whole here. So thinking their family situations, how to discharge them properly and safely. So that is one of the biggest difference that I observed when compared to India.
So in India, it was just boom, we'll treat your disease, your injury, out.
Yeah, so yeah, therein like the family system is different. So once the patient is out of the, like once we treat the medical condition, we can safely discharge back them home. But here, like we have multiple aspects here. So we have to figure out how they can be safely discharged, whether they can walk or whether they require any physical therapy. So many aspects are here, so we have to figure out all those things. That is the major difference that I have observed.
Dr. Kumar, you're sitting there acting like you want to throw something in here, or are you just having a good time right now?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Okay.
And there is also a difference in healthcare delivery system, that there the insurance system is less, the family plays a big role, and that's a different kind of system, whereas we are here, it's what is called a continuum of care from emergency room to the hospital to where they go, the skilled nursing facility, assisted living. And if they go home, what are the things that they need to maintain that and progress to normality? So that case management or utilization of resources plays a big role in bringing them to the optimal condition and preventing hospitalization, and that's where this chronic disease management, like you have diabetes, COPD, hypertension, is not an episodic care where you treat and leave, and that's where we are having a big problem here, not having primary care, and that's what, you know, like you said, Casey has been trying to improve a lot of primary care. We are recruiting residents that could stay here. So treatment of a disease is important, but preventing the disease and maintaining wellness.
That's the big thing, because you don't really want to see them again. Yes. You want them to be able to take care of themselves, treat whatever conditions they have. Now, Dr. Cook, you're already an anesthesiologist, and
yes.
Now you're going through the residency. What's your plans? What do you think? Is Reading the kind of place you'd like, or are you looking at other places?
Yeah, 100% yes, I would. I like this place very much. Like I explained before, there are a lot of activities that we can do year-round. So especially I visited a lot many places here, national parks, lakes, and during the winter time. So this is the first time we are coming to a snow place. In India, we don't see snow.
So have you taken up skiing yet?
No, not yet.
How about snowboarding?
I tried some tubes, snow tubing.
Oh, snow tubing, yeah.
So maybe next year, this year maybe, during the winter time, I will definitely try. So, like I said, a small community is one of the biggest benefit I really liked about it. And the commute is one of the biggest thing again. Like, you can go from place to place within 10 minutes, which won't happen in Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Let me tell you, I did not understand when I moved here from the San Diego area. People were complaining that they had to stop at a stoplight and oh gosh, the bridge was being worked on, Cypress Street Bridge. Oh, we were backed up a whole light. And I'm looking at people complaining about this, and I'm thinking, this is as bad as it gets. Trust me, after you're living here for 15 years, and you have to wait for 30 seconds, you know, maybe 30 seconds for cars to go by, and you're going, where's all this traffic coming from? Then you realize you're part of Reading then. But you're absolutely right. If you have to go someplace, you give yourself 10 minutes, maybe 12.
Exactly. That's one of the biggest hazard. Like when we are working hard in the hospital, especially going back home, it will be super easy. In the next 5 minutes, I will be in home. Which won't happen in big cities.
Won't happen.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to have a house that you like, too, as opposed to
having a home life.
Yes.
A home life. Dr. Cody, what do you tell with the new – you've been here a year. What do you tell the first, you know, the new gang that has just come aboard? What do you talk to them about?
So, yeah, our program director, Dr. Kumar, always teaches, like, three things that we have to keep in our mind. Like, all three things has to go in hand. The first thing is patient care. We should not compromise patient care no matter what it is. So the second thing is medical education. Like, we have to give equal importance to that also. Like, yeah, patient care is important, but we have to add that medical knowledge to that. And the third thing is professionalism. So yesterday he was discussing, I truly impressed about that. And that's what I will teach to my interns also. Like, you have to practice all three things to become a good physician.
And the, like you said, and like Dr. George said, giving that time to the patient is so important, being able to do that. So that they understand what they need. Whether they do it or not, you can't control that, but at least they have the knowledge on how to move forward. So are you working in other clinics around here? Or?
Yes. We go to primary clinics also. We have a continuity clinic, like, every week. And uh-huh. also we do ambulatory clinics. So each of the residents were placed in different locations.
Okay. So you're getting that well-rounded education that you need, and you've got what, another year here? This is your last year or another year?
100% yes. Like, we do have a lot of subspecialties like cardiology, neurology, oncology, and some other specialties we rotate, and we are getting very good experience with ambulatory clinic. So if people are interested to practice only in primary clinics, they'll get that exposure. Or if we want to practice as hospitalists, we are getting that also. Like, if you want to combine and both practice as, like, a combination of both, then also we are getting a very good exposure. I believe, like, whoever is getting trained here will be an excellent physician, whether they chose to work in hospital or in primary care.
Okay. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. Casey, thank you so much. You brought in Dr. Kumar, who's in charge of the residency program here, and two of the residents that came in last year. Did you go? You went to the baseball game?
Yes,
both
last
there?
Year.
Yeah, last year. Yep, I was there that day, and people just swarmed you guys over there. Yay! So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 9th of July, 8:50 in the morning, and it's going to be hot today. What are we talking, 110 or something like that? Going to be hot. I like Bob Belongi, if y'all remember Bob Belongi from so many years ago. He was doing the weather forecast, and he said hot, just damn hot, and he was right. So be prepared for that. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. If you're taking your dogs for a walk, put your hand down on the asphalt, and if it burns your hand, it's going to burn the little paws. So Linda takes Buford out at like 5:30 in the morning, and I take him out at 9:30 at night, and plus other things he gets to do and run around.
Are you experiencing in the hospital, am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. Cases of dehydration, an uptick in that?
People coming in.
Coming through the ER, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the other things that can happen, too, is you can see pretty excessive burns if somebody does pass out and are on the pavement for a while. Mm. You see a lot more of that down in Phoenix and Tucson, those places, but when it gets hot up here, you can see that
as
well.
They pass out on the street.
Yeah, so it's really important to just not be – if you don't have a reason to be out at noon on a day like that, just don't do it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but it's 119 on Saturday. I couldn't even go in the pool. It was so hot.
Wait a minute.
Hey, the water temperature was 95 degrees, so I'm like, why bother? I just go sit in the air conditioning at that point.
Get one of those little handheld fans, battery-held fans. Lay in the pool and let it cool you.
What would fried steak on cement would taste like?
I just saw a meme that had, the antenna on a car. It had hot dogs on it.
Nice.
And they were cooking. You know, another one had cookies on the dashboard of their car. Said, hey, use the heat.
Yeah.
Dr. Kumar, this program, which has obviously been very successful, is this going to be just an ongoing program here at Shasta Regional?
Yeah, it will be an ongoing program bringing new generations of physicians. And we do a very holistic approach when we recruit them. And this, we hope, will change the landscape of the medical care delivery in these areas.
Well, we could, the next year, I know a couple of y'all graduating, Dr. George and Dr. Cody are going to be graduating this year, hopefully wanting to stay in the area. But we could have 30 physicians here.
Yeah, we max out at 24.
Oh, you max, okay. You can have 24.
Yeah.
New physicians working in our clinics, and you said they're working down at the VA now.
That's a big number.
That's a lot.
When I heard that we were going to do 8 residents a year, I was like, okay, that's a lot of work. But because most places in town where they have the family practice, they just have 2.
Yeah.
And so we have a much more robust program, better recruiting mechanism, and so I think we're going to have a lot more success in keeping people here. So.
Well, the clinics welcome the assistants that you all have. What's your Dr. George? Going back to Dr. George, who's from New York, but he's lived in other towns before he got here, so he's used to it. What's your favorite? I mean, do you have a clinic that you like the best, or something that really appeals to you?
So I've only worked at Dr. Martinez's clinic. That's the Shasta Regional Medical Group clinic.
Hi, doctor.
And he's a great doctor. The staff there are really good. They have a really good facility over there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my favorite so far. It's only one I worked at, but it's a really good clinic.
So you like
a good team.
I asked you this before, but I'm also trying to figure out other things. What do you want to do? Do you want to stay as a general practice, or you do want to stay?
Yeah, I want to be a hospitalist. I like the aspect of being able to see patients of all different pathologies instead of specializing in one thing. I like seeing different things every day. I'd be too bored with the same thing over and over again.
I know what you're talking about. Dr. Cody, hand that over, that microphone. And you're staying in anesthesiology? Or are you?
No, I would like to practice as a hospitalist, like Dr. Josh told, the same thing I want to do. But I want to do, I don't want to lose touch with the continuity clinic. So if I get a combination of both, it will be extremely good for me. I would be interested in that, doing a combination of both, like a hybrid, where I can do hospitalist and I can practice primary care, both.
Mm. Oh, you need to call the VA. Yeah. So you can do both then. And you want to stay as a hospitalist, Dr. George, which means you see your patients not in 7 to 7 every day like that. Well, what kind of feedback are you getting, Dr. Kumar, from the rest of your residents? Are they wanting to go on to other specialties? I mean, it sounds like these two are ready to stay.
Yeah, we have all these good ideas. Like, Dr. Judge wanting to be a hospitalist and Dr. Kuti wants to do both, we want to create opportunities to be able to do all these kinds of things. And whoever wants to subspecialize, we want to also help them to reach that area. And if this program matures, we want them to involve more and more in the community, going to the schools, telling about preventive aspects and what are the good things in medicine, going into the mobile clinics, going into the assisted livings, like that. We want a big community outreach that explains and percolates these benefits all over the community. And we have a right group of residents. That's how the holistic approach we use in even recruitment.
I think that's a great idea. Catch them when they're young and start talking about their health. And because prevention is the best thing. If you stay healthy, you don't have to go and see Dr. George or Dr. Cody unless it's for your annual physical, right? Yeah, I like that. You know, Casey, you were talking about this program years ago.
We started looking at this about 4 years ago, and I think it got to be around like February when corporate decided, let's pull the trigger. I was like, well, it's a little late. We'll just get
12 residents in 3 months.
But so regardless, we did get that extra time, and it gave us a lot more time to get together with Dr. Kumar and design a program, get the structures in place. And I think we had a really good first year success when it came to recruitment. We got some very good candidates. At that time, it was past what they call the match, and so these were residents that didn't match or were interested in picking where they want to go. And so this worked out a lot better for us. And so we've got a good start, very good start.
Well, do you two feel good hearing people brag about you?
Yeah, love it.
Okay, the second
Thank
group.
Thank you very much for being with us this morning. And we cheer you on and
we hope you all
your
want
endeavors.
To yeah. Dr. Kumar. You must be proud.
Yeah, definitely. It is such a pleasure to see these things happening, young graduates getting into being the physicians and these working on all the education, the research development. And one of the things in our mission is to create a continued quest for learning and improve the practice and how they communicate to the communities wherever they are called upon to serve.
And people don't realize it, but when you get a bunch of hot shots in there, like you guys, your attending physicians, your mentors, they've got to step up their game too. Yeah, because they're coming in here with questions that maybe the mentors have not heard for a while.
So yeah.
So they've got to pick up their pace.
Yeah,
and also, this isn't your regular bunch of residents, okay? A lot of these guys have done residencies in other specialties in other countries.
Right.
And so it's not you're not just getting somebody out of med school.
Right.
All right, so they do have to step up their game. There's no question.
Do you get some right out of med school?
Yes.
Some are
right out of the med school.
Okay.
And you mentioned, Carl, a very good point that when residents come to learn, the faculty needs to learn, and that's part of the requirement. Faculty development improves scholarly activity, questioning the process, quality improvement, patient safety. All these are built into the residency training.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, Dr. Cody, have you ever seen that series called Scrubs?
I heard about it, but...
you need to see it once. How
okay.
About, okay, Dr. Jordan, how about you? Have you seen Scrubs?
Great show.
Do you
great
like
show,
that?
Yeah.
What about the resident guy, the guy with the curly hair? He is so mean, but he's good. Do you have mean mentors in there?
I'm not going to say. Okay. Dr. Kumar's here.
You know what?
Kidding.
I just want to say thank you very much.
Yes.
Dr. Kumar, the groups of people you're selecting, obviously, are number one. But thank you all. And you two are both thinking about staying here. I hope you do. You'd be so welcome to our community. And Casey, you put it
always together. Great leadership, Casey.
It's a good time. It's a lot of fun, really. I mean, this is a real positive aspect of the job.
It sure is. Well, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, guys.
And tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce is going to roll in here with another guest after that. And then Thursday we have Simpson, and Friday we have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. It's going to be a busy week here. Everybody, it's going to be hot. Hydrate. Stay out of the sun. Take care of your animals. Don't leave anything in your car. And God bless America.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.